Exclusive: Peter Schweitzer, James Comer's probe will lead directly to Joe Biden's doorstep. By Wendell Hasebo on June 21, 2023. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer's, R.K. White, probe into the Biden family's business will lead directly to President Joe Biden's doorstep in the coming months. Breitbart News senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute, GAI, President Peter Schweitzer exclusively told the Breitbart News Daily podcast. On Tuesday, Hunter Biden pleaded guilty to two federal tax violation charges and one violation of gun laws, essentially triggering the end of the Justice Department's probe into the president's son, according to Schweitzer. However, the Oversight Committee's probe into the Bidens remains ongoing and capable of uncovering wrongdoing related to Joe Biden. I can't go into detail, but there are ways and things that the committee is in the process of subpoenaing that are going to lead directly to Joe Biden's doorstep, Schweitzer said. As we've always said from the beginning, it's not a Hunter Biden story. It's a Joe Biden story. And there are some things that are in the works that I think are going to bring us a treasure trove of information to demonstrate exactly that. I have reasons to know on a personal level that several, at least two, Hunter Biden cohorts, that are people that were in deep, close business partners with him, are actively cooperating with Comer's committee, Schweitzer said. These are people that were in the room that were partners that knew what was going on. Related video, ex-DOJ official Rossi. Hunter Biden would get much more aggressive tax prosecution if he was Hunter Smith. Schweitzer outlined a few of the angles that Comer's probe must continue to investigate. The first angle is Hunter Biden's attorney Kevin Morris, who met Hunter Biden in 2019 after the Hollywood lawyer donated to then-candidate Joe Biden's presidential campaign. Reports suggest that Morris funds Hunter Biden's legal bills. Schweitzer raised concerns that Morris might accept money from a third party to pay Hunter Biden's legal bills. We have to keep in mind that Kevin Morris is a novelist, but he's an attorney. And attorneys can engage in all kinds of, you know, legal legitimate behavior, where they're doing things. But they're actually doing it on behalf of another party, he said. So when people say Kevin Morris loaned him the money or Kevin Morris is paying his bills, that's true. But it could also be that Kevin Morris is representing somebody who is actually the one that's paying the bills and there's been no clarification from Kevin Morris or anybody who's actually doing this and why they're doing it, he added. This raises a very serious question about influence, Schweitzer continued. Why is Kevin Morris doing it? What does Kevin Morris want out of this? Because I don't think it's altruism. So there needs to be further investigation about that and I think Kevin Morris needs to be asked, are you doing this on behalf of a client? Do you have an escrow account that somebody has set up that they are funding and are you writing the checks for or is this actually your personal money? If he evades the question and says, I'm not going to answer that question. I think we generally know what the answer is because it is, he said. Watch, Joe Biden says, I'm very proud of my son after reports of Hunter plea deal. The second and third angle Schweitzer expects Comer to investigate is Hunter Biden's banking transactions and business partners. I've been actually pretty encouraged by what Comer has done so far. I know a lot of people are saying, why aren't you going quicker? Why aren't you putting the stuff out there? What they've done is they're doing what prosecutors generally do. They're first gathering the material, Schweitzer said. Under Comer's direction, the U.S. Treasury and banks complied with Comer's subpoenas to hand over financial records. Comer also subpoenaed Devin Archer, one of the partners, who is in talks to testify before the committee. Second-level thing they're doing is they're bringing in the Hunter Biden associates guys like Devin Archer. Some of them are actively cooperating with the committee. Some of them may not and you need to subpoena them and bring them in, he said. So, then you get the cohorts and the partners, then you go to the inner circle, the inner sanctum, which would be Hunter Biden and James Biden, etc. Lastly, Schweitzer said Comer's investigation must end with legal recommendations to prevent politicians from enriching themselves by using family members to conduct foreign business deals. Watch, give me a break, man, Biden snaps at reporter asking about family's business relations in China. I do think what we absolutely have to have, because I think the American people care about these issues, is require expanding disclosure laws, he said. So, think about Joe Biden. Joe Biden was a senator. Joe Biden was vice president. He's now president. He has to disclose if he has $1,000 in General Electric stock. He has to disclose any campaign contribution over $200. But if members of his immediate family are involved in, you know, $1.5 billion private equity deals with a foreign government, there's no disclosure requirement. And this is part of the problem in Washington. They're doing what I call offshoring their corruption. Meaning Joe Biden doesn't take the money, but his immediate family does. And this is the way it's done in the third world, by the way. You know, the politician is not the recipient. It's, you know, the son or the daughter or the spouse or the brother. The Bidens have perfected that. So, we need to expand that, and you need to make it a felony if you fail to disclose it. That if you have an immediate family member that is doing foreign deals, they are required to disclose those in detail as part of your personal financial disclosure, he said. But that's not going to pass because there's too many people doing it. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter @WendellHussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.